Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Oh, yeah. It's 9:31 Central Time, 10:31 Eastern here on Radio Row here at SEC Media Days. Kevin Traynor joins us now. Kevin, great to have you. 15 years you've been doing this, and we were talking about some of your memories of doing the moderation. Does anything stand out to you?
Well, obviously, first of all, it's a privilege to get to do this. 15 years, I think. It'll be, by the end of the week, 51 coaches I've done, different coaches over the years. So that's been a lot of fun. But I think it's just the excitement of it all and knowing that everybody's here getting ready for Football Media Days. But, of course, a lot of great memories, many of them with our late friend Bob Holt.
Yeah.
Exchanges with coaches, obviously, having – I've been up there with Steve Spurrier, Mike Leach, some of the biggest personalities in the game and watching them work.
I forgot about Leach. When you talk about the fun personalities like Spurrier
Leach,
Orgeron.
Yeah. Caldwell.
Robbie Caldwell, And so I think Coach Leach says, I'm not big on opening statements. Questions? So
yeah.
Saban was just the opposite.
Correct.
He would go 29 minutes and 30 seconds.
And Les Miles was a great, we call him the great filibuster. He was he went about 24 minutes, and he would end with where the family went on vacation in Nantucket. And leave 6 minutes for questions.
And he'd talk about the Gulf of Mexico a lot.
That's true. That's true. And, it's hard to believe the coaches go now 30 minutes. We used to go 45 minutes with the coaches, and that was tough. I remember, I think, the year that Derek Dooley got let go by Tennessee, we went about 13. That was about all we could go. So 30 minutes is about right.
Yeah, I think it seems the two of these coaches are really – used to be coaches weren't afraid to say things. They didn't mind. Yeah. Now everybody's being very protective, don't want to say anything that's going to wind up coming back to bite them or on social media. Have you sensed that too?
Absolutely. Obviously, when they're in the main media room where I am, that's going out over the SEC network. So they're very cognizant of that. So a lot of people, may not see it if they haven't been to SEC Media Days. It's far more than just what's going on in that main room. And so it's you guys right outside here. It's a lot of individual rooms. And what you see is a lot of interactions as people are walking, as they're outside. And so a lot of it doesn't happen there in that main media room, but it's an opportunity for coaches to get up there, sell their program, and I think you've seen them realize that more as years go on, that they use it as an opportunity to talk about their program on national television.
Justin Moore is on with us, and of all of us on the show, probably Justin has had the opportunity to spend a little bit more time than anybody else. And have you had a chance to spend time around Coach Silverfield, and if you do, thoughts on him?
Yeah, no, I've had several opportunities around Coach Silverfield, and love what he's doing, love his approach. I can tell you, he has really hit the ground running. Loves this state. I've seen him around the state. He's worked really hard to engage, with the state abroad and the fans, and he's done a great job since arriving in Fayetteville, and I just hope our fans and everybody rallies around him. I mean, it's a tough league, obviously.
Yeah,
there's 16
schedule.
Coaches coming in here this week that expect to win, and their fan bases expect them to win. But Coach Silverfield's done an amazing job, and optimistic about the progress we can make. And again, I've really been impressed the way he's gone about his business.
Your daughter is in the sports business too. What's the latest with her?
Well, my daughter Emma is at Ole Miss. She's the women's basketball SID over at Ole Miss, and proud of her. She's going into her second year full time, and has enjoyed Oxford. That's been a great home for her. So it's great to have her in the sports business. And then my youngest is going to be a senior at the University of Arkansas. So it's great having one on campus. And yeah, absolutely. I know. We'll get that name on a senior walk soon to join others like David Basil and some of those others.
Well,
down there.
I got to tell you, I made a post yesterday. I saw where I don't know if it was the Alumni Association or somebody about the sidewalk. And Roger, I know you know the tradition, right? About the sidewalk, names in the sidewalk. If you're a student, if you're a graduate,
I just
senior
that
walk.
That it's there.
That's all I know.
Yeah, so Justin, you're aware of that too, right?
Yeah, just like Raj. That's about the extent of what I know.
It's really cool. I know where my name is, and, of course, they have it, you know, as my legal name, Harold David Basil. But it's right in front of Old Main. I mean, it's literally not right in front, but it's in the front lawn of Old Main. And I thought maybe a lot of colleges have done this tradition, and apparently not.
No, this is unique to the University of Arkansas, just as unique as the Razorback is.
Yeah.
Senior walk is
the University of Arkansas. I thought somebody else would have done it, yeah.
And to be able to walk around and show your children, to show your grandchildren, you know, to see your legacy there literally etched in stone. It is a signature of the University of Arkansas.
Yeah, awesome. How many names do you think are on the sidewalks?
Well, I'm telling you what, they're running out of sidewalks.
I was about to say.
I know in talking to the chancellor, he said, we'll find more sidewalks.
Okay, all right.
Because it's gone all around. In fact, the latest version is just right across from the football stadium, right across from my home there at the Alumni House. We have a senior walk dedication in the fall. The Arkansas Alumni Association sponsors that, and you know, it's just a really cool moment. And you'll see a lot of, you know, they'll take the charcoal, they'll do the rubbings, but you know, it's something that is unique to the University of Arkansas that really defines it, and we find that it really connects people in a way that few other things do.
Yeah, I don't know. Jessica bought something like where I don't know if it's a picture or what, but it's basically that in a frame. It's my name in the sidewalk, and so that's cool. What about Old Main? Do we light that up when we win? Or is it all red? Did we think about doing that or used to do that, or am I just confused?
Yeah, no, I think it's you know, lit up during the holidays. I'm not sure it's related to we do light the Alumni House up in red with some wins, with ring the bell there, the toller bell. But Old Main is, I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful building.
Very cool.
The display that you saw online was they have the original blocks of Old Main down in the basement.
Yeah.
Of Old Main. Larry Foley's done a great documentary on the university. He posted and told some of our group the other day about that. And Old Main is a wonderful building. Got married in Old Main. My wife and I got married in the Giffels Auditorium. So that was,
well, you know what?
It was a great place.
I actually took classes in there before it was almost condemned back in the 80s. And I remember walking up the stairs and a little worried at the time, but obviously they fixed it up. But I think it'd be cool. Just, I think Texas, Texas do the Orange Tower. And I was thinking at one point 20 years ago that the student body had voted to do that and drape it in red. Of course, you got the stadium this red on Friday night, and that's a cool tradition. Justin, I don't know if you've seen that. I mean, that's a really cool deal for people to go gather and see the Razor.
It's really good. I like it.
Yeah, it's a cool thing.
I'm thinking of Justin Moore concert in front of Old Main. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, he's
I like it. Hey,
he is on call. He is on call for concerts for U of A.
There's no question about it. He is a great advocate for the university and the Razorbacks, and I'm always in for a Justin Moore concert. And if it can be in front of Old Main, even better.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, we were joking the other day that the way the world has changed. He did the big fundraiser at Georgia's and got up there and was doing Q&A with
Joe Nichols. Paul.
Yeah, that's right. Joe was there and Poopaw. Justin was doing Q&A with him, and you know, basically it was raising money for the going in his wallet, and he was gone within a month. You know, he's down at Ole Miss, and just sort of the nature of the business now. So, but you're loving the Alumni Association.
Yeah, really blessed. Appreciate Brandy Cox's leadership, our executive director Scott Verity, Chancellor Robinson. It's a great way to stay connected. I mean, so many friends have made through the years in relationship, and when you get to talk about the University of Arkansas and all that's going on, the Land of Opportunity Scholarship. We're going to have our first cohort, our first class of scholars from 72 of 75 counties in Arkansas.
I mean, students who don't have the money to attend the university.
As Chancellor Robinson said, it's not about ability, it's about affordability. And so it's really exciting. Land of Opportunity will be the sponsor for the first football game against North Alabama. So we're still getting the word out about that, but it's an opportunity. It's really at the heart of our land-grant mission, which is to educate the people of Arkansas from all over the state.
And before I let you go, we need to say congratulations, guys. We're talking to a Hall of Famer. You went to what was the name of the Hall? Hall of Fame you went into?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. College sports communicators this summer and Hall of Famers. So, you know, I don't get any treated any differently at home. I still have to pick up the stuff. And it was a fantastic honor, and it was great to be among those colleagues and to represent the University of Arkansas. So very proud of that, sir. And carry that on. So
yeah, very nice. Very deserving. Well, great to see you. I know you got to – who you got next? Who's
well,
up next?
We've got Alex Golish is up okay. next for
Do you
Auburn,
speak Russian?
not very well, okay. Randy. I struggle with English sometimes too.
What's easier for you, KT, being the moderator now or back in the day when you were the SID and had to bring
Oh, much
the head
rather
coach
be
around.
The moderator. Much rather. You know, I used to say coming with a head coach was like going through a car wash with your suit on. I mean, you're moving, and there's not enough. And so I've done it all. I've escorted players. I've escorted the coach. Now I just get to sit and wait for them to come to my room and spend 30 minutes with them. But, you know, it's fun to be around. It's great to see friends from all over the SEC footprint and get ready for the football season. So grateful to Commissioner Sankey, Herb Vincent, Chuck Dunlap for having me. And, hey, my NIL is pretty good. Pretty much some hotel room, some food, and some caffeine along the way. So.
You think about it, too. How many SIDs have there been in the last 70 years? Not many.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only been, what, five or six?
Yeah.
You, Rick, Kyle.
Right.
Zach Higbee.
Zach, going back to Rick, who was before Rick? What was his name?
Butch Henry, Clay's brother.
Yeah, and then there was one more before him.
Yeah, no. Bob Chain.
Bob Chain was a long time.
Yeah, so really about maybe 10?
Yeah, no, it's been
80 years maybe. That's pretty impressive.
Great
group. So, all right, buddy, we'll let you get back to work, Kevin.
Well, appreciate it. Don't choke. Stay good. But appreciate you guys being here. Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right, Kevin Traynor. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up. Yeah, that's hard to believe when we have Rick on every week that we that he was my SID. I mean, my gosh, just like that was 40 years ago. And all good dudes. All right, we'll come back and wrap things up here in just a minute.